A trans student athlete has accused an Abbotsford-based university basketball coach of questioning her right to play and allegedly instructing players to attempt to injure her during PacWest women's basketball games. Harriet McKenzie, a player with the Nanaimo-based Vancouver Island University Mariners, shared a nearly 4-minute video to her Instagram account about the situation, which she said occurred during a game against the Abbotsford-based Columbia Bible College Bearcats this past weekend. McKenzie said that after Friday's 69-56 Mariners win over the Bearcats, CBC women's basketball head coach Taylor Claggett confronted a member of the Mariners' athletic staff. "The opposing team's head coach cornered one of our athletic staff and went on a tirade about how I shouldn't be allowed to play," she said in the post shared on Wednesday, October 30. Claggett and her brother, Kyle Claggett, together run the Abbotsford-based Lead Basketball Academy, which works primarily with young athletes. McKenzie alleged that the next morning, Kyle also shared several social media posts to his Instagram stories calling to keep women's sports, and other similar commentary directed to the PacWest League. McKenzie went on to accuse that Bearcats players deliberately tried to injure her in Saturday's game. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Haz. At H.Ariot, "It soon became evident that CBC's tactic had shifted to simply try to injure me. McKenzie said she was strongly fouled by a player on the Bearcats and that Taylor could be seen applauding from the bench. She said this type of treatment is not new to her. They try to invalidate my achievements by claiming I've only won awards and had success because I'm trans," she said. McKenzie began transitioning in kindergarten and never underwent male puberty. She added that her testosterone levels are 1/10 that of a cisgender woman due to the absence of reproductive organs, which she said gives her a big disadvantage. She also stated that her parents were both varsity basketball players and in the 95th percentile in height, and her size, 6'2", is not because she is a trans woman. McKenzie was the 2022-23 PacWest Player of the Year and helped lead the Mariners to a CCAA title that season. She spent 2023-24 with the Calgary-based MRU Cougars of the Canada West Conference before rejoining VIU this season. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Taylor Claggett, at Taylor Claggett, in response to McKenzie's video, Taylor posted a statement on her personal social media, calling the allegations highly inaccurate. "Although this may be how this athlete feels, it is simply untrue to who I am as a person, a coach and a leader," she said. "I have, and always will love people for who they are and who they want to be." Claggett said she has concerns about the safety of female athletes in sports, and McKenzie's video triggered her to respond. "My intention has nothing to do with a specific athlete, but instead, the safety of female athletes in their sport," she said. Full statement from at Columbia Bible copic.twitter.com/ubes8bazo1. Ben Lipka, at Ben Lipka, November 1, 2024. JS% 22% 20% 3D% 22% UTF-8% 22% 3E% 3C% 2F script% 3E to Columbia Bible College shared a statement about the incident on Thursday, November 1. They stated that Claggett did have a conversation with a member of the Mariners athletic department after Friday's game, but she simply expressed her concerns for the safety of female athletes on her team. CBC said that a Bearcats player was assessed a flagrant foul on McInnes during Saturday's game, but there was no intent to hurt the player. Accusations that CBC's coaches directed its players to intentionally hurt a player are simply untrue, the school said. "We would point out that the CBC player was not ejected from the game, there was no injury on the play and the VIU player continued to play in the game." Athletic directors from both CBC and VIU spoke after the weekend and will bring their concerns to the PacWest board for further discussion. "We believe the issue of transgender participation in female college sports is a complex and important discussion," the statement reads. "It is an issue that governing sports bodies across the world are wrestling with." CBC added that the video posted by McKenzie does not accurately represent all the events that took place. They said that Claggett and Bearcats players became victims of harassment as a result of the video. "Taylor Claggett was speaking out in support for the safety of her players like any good coach would do," the statement reads. "We stand in support of Taylor Claggett, and all our coaches, in expressing their legitimate concerns for the safety of our student athletes. Vancouver Island University stated that they will continue to support all members of their school. The VIU Mariners are dedicated to supporting every member of our team, a spokesperson told the Abbotsford News. We fully comply with the regulations and guidelines set by the CCAA and PacWest, following all standards outlined and approved by these governing organizations. They were asked more specific questions related to the incident, but chose not to reply. The CCAA allows transgender athletes to compete provided they not exceed 5 years total participation and are in compliance with the Canadian Anti-Doping Program. Transgender athletes must also submit a medical review and are not allowed to be taking hormone suppressants. The CCAA's website also has an inclusion consideration for transgender student athletes document which explains all the details behind allowing transgender athletes to compete and answers other frequently answered questions. A recent survey from the CCAA shared that approximately 6% of all student athletes identify as non-binary. The PacWest released a statement on Thursday which said that harassment of student athletes will not be tolerated. The PacWest is aware that participation of transgender student athletes has recently received public attention, the statement reads. As a member of the CCAA, the PacWest follows national policies and procedures for all sports that lead into CCAA championships, including the CCAA's policy on transgender student athlete participation. The full statement can be seen here.